Good evening, this is N5AOW, Net Control, the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Okay, we'll do a little pause and take check-ins from the ICO link. See if anyone cares to check in. This is N5AOW.
N5AOW, good evening. This is Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. That's KA3TFB Bill now in Warndale. Indeed, a good evening. Checking in.
Good evening, Bill. KA3TFB. How are you doing and how are things in Warndale?
Asking, not that bad. We've had probably now 7 inches of snow, and then previously we had some rain that froze on top of it, so you could walk on top of the snow without going down through there. We're at the end of the week here, and we're going to go do a side job tomorrow for a while. We're expecting 1 to 3 inches tomorrow, and then in the night to Monday, another 1 to 3. I had enough snow. I don't know where the switch is to turn it off, but if someone else knows how that you can shut it off, I'd be glad to go out and turn the switch. Well, back to net control. I want to listen here, and I hope the best for everyone up there. Yeah, I know it's a lot colder there than here. We're in the low 20s now, and it'll stay that way. We're going to go to about 36 degrees tomorrow, maybe for a few hours after the significant snow, and then we'll go back in the chill again. Monday is predicted to be around 3 degrees now, and Thursday it's predicted to be around zero. Back over to Net Control. Thanks for being there from KA3TFB in Warndale, Western Pennsylvania, and we're listening.
Okay, Bill, very good. KA3TFB. Sounds like you're getting the weather we have up here pretty much the same thing. We've got, last night it was, went down to minus 15. And today I think the high wasn't much more than, 7 to 9 degrees here. In fact, I believe it's only about 2 right now. So I guess it's going to go down maybe below zero this evening again. Okay, well, thank you for checking in. Always glad to have you pop in there, and we'll look for other check-ins from Echo Lake. Anyone else from Echo Link? Pardon me, I don't know why I got Echo Lake. Anyone else from Echo Link like to check in? This is N5AOW. Okay, are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
N2PFM, George, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, good evening, Bob, and anybody else listening there on the net. It's got a temperature 8 degrees. Temperature range today was minus 11 to plus 10. And the reason it's staying at 8 degrees is because there's a few flakes of snow in the air. The moon is out, but there's also a few flakes of snow in the air. And I'm glad that lake effect watch for 7 inches plus supposed to stay south of here, which glad of. Don't need any more snow than we've had already this year. And that van, I don't call it a van, I just call it a POJ, a piece of junk, is all I call it now. It did it to me again this morning. Took me 3 hours till I finally was able to get the thing to actually run again. And I can't keep $100 having to call a tow truck, get it to the garage. Then when it gets to the garage, it starts up beautifully. And they can't find it. They've tried as deep as they could into the computers and everything, and three different mechanics can't find why it's doing that to me. So, I don't know. It's just a piece of junk is all I can say. It's just definitely, oh man, let's not even go there. How to have the woman that comes in for an hour today to help my mother and that with the Alzheimer's stuff, to run me into town, so into Lowell, so I could get some groceries and back home again. So, oh man, figure how to say how to get some stuff for my mother, which actually I did some of the food for her too. It can only be, it can't be stuff for me. It has to be stuff that involves my mother in some way. The way the rules are. So, what can I say? So, that's about it. We're gonna see what happens Monday. And I'm going to go $184 for the second fuel pump in 6 months. And I got a whole set of EQ race, premium racing plugs and that too to put in. All new premium wires and everything. I just hope if you can shotgun the whole thing, maybe it'll finally solve the problem. So, I don't know. Anyway, God bless 73s to everyone and to PFM Clear.
Okay, George, sounds like you had a time of it with that vehicle. Well, you know, I remember years past people talking about cars going back in the 50s having problems. At least you could fix them back then, but there were a few comments I've heard my uncle say, or a few relatives from time to time, well, I should have kept my horse and kept the buggy. Could fall asleep and it would still get you home, but yeah, I think those days are limited anymore. There is room for them, but not practical. Too many other things to contend with in the process. Well, I hope things get better for you. Doggone it. It's kind of comical in a sense, and yet it's not. It's costly. One of those things that just gives you trouble. Okay, well, thanks for checking in, George. 73. And we'll make another call, see if anyone else would like to join us. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Anyone care to check in?
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU, Ray. How's everything with your day today?
Oh, Saturdays are good around here. Catch up on things that on my list instead of everybody else's. So we got 9 degrees up on the hill here, and ran out of used oil to heat the garage, so we're heating the garage on used French fry oil now, and it works good. Problem is you have to keep it warm. You have to keep the garage at about, you can't turn it down to 40 degrees like you used to, because the oil gets too thick. So yeah, leave it at about 60, and it works good. But so if you smell French fries going by the house, it's just our furnace.
I'll be darned. Well, let me ask you this: can you use used automotive oil in there also, or is it?
furnace that's designed for used motor oil, it's actually a EPA-approved method of disposing of... it burns so clean, it's EPA-approved for disposing of used motor oil. And they kept telling me at the factory every time I'd call that no testing's been done on vegetable oil, no, they don't recommend it, and no, they wouldn't do it, and on and on and on. And I decided to find out if they're telling the truth or not. And we switched it over, and it purrs like a kitten. It probably doesn't put out quite as much heat, but hey, it's free.
Roger on the inexpensive that way. Now, I was curious because I've got, I think the last count I had, Ray, probably was 16 or 18, five-quart containers of used motor oil, and you're certainly welcome to it if you can use it.
So as long as it's been in a closed container and it doesn't have water in it or grass or, you know, of course it's dirty oil, but as long as it's not contaminated. We had a guy, I said yes to a guy, and he brought over open 5-gallon pails, and they were full of grass and full of water, and it messed the furnace up for months. It put it out of commission until we could, the next summer, when we could literally drain the tank and clean everything out. But as long as it's in a sealed container, like I said, we're out, so we got plenty of room. Our tank holds 200 gallons.
Okay. Well, these are all closed containers. Whenever I change the oil, well, when I have two trucks, now I'm down to one. But when I change the oil in the vehicles, in the car and the truck, you know, I've saved it, and they've been contained in a closed container. So, and the other thing I was thinking of, no way I could use it in the furnace that I have, but I thought about running it through a double screen just in case there was anything in there that might be a hazard to the furnace. Normally, I think they go through a filter, a pre-filter before that anyway. But anyway, yeah, I'll get with you on that, and you know, like I say, you're more than welcome to that. Okay, well, thanks for checking in, Ray, and we can get back together after the net's over. We'll make another call. This is N5AOW, looking for check-ins.
KA2ZNZ.
KA2ZNZ. Jack, how are you doing this evening? How's everything?
Well, not too bad. I finally got one car cleaned off for today. In anticipation, I guess, of another storm coming. But I'll take care of that. It wasn't that bad outside today. Well, I got the 19, I mean, it's... But there was a little wind down this way. So we took care of that, and the wife and I went out to some shopping, and grocery shopping. I went into the hardware store, and, you know, so... It's just a little normal day, I guess. So, we'll say 73's all around. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Sounds like you had a little bit warmer weather than what we had here. Yeah, my wife said it was about 13 here. I didn't pay attention to it too closely midday, but at least we started out with a fairly calm day. It wasn't too windy. Contrary to yesterday. Okay, we'll make another call, see if anyone else would like to join us. This is N5AOW, looking for check-ins. Well, I spent a little bit of time outside, and wasn't too bad today. It, I guess without the wind, it felt a whole lot warmer. And with the sun being out for a short period of time when we were out, it seemed relatively warmer than it had been. Of course, that wind bites through you. Inside, I got a couple other projects done that normally I guess you just mess with when it's raining, but I don't know, I just try to keep up with them, try to keep busy, keep myself going, and that works out okay. So, we'll make a final call. Also, I'll pause a little longer in case there is some late. EchoLink stations would like to check in. This is N5AOW looking for check-ins. Are there any comments or queries at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Turn the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Jack, Ray, George, and Bill on EchoLink for checking. 73 to everyone and all those that listen. This is N5AOW clear. KC2MBU, N5AOW.
Yeah, go ahead.
What I was going to say with this, Ray, I could probably, if you get a time, you know, you have where you're, get a little space where you're free or whatever, I could meet you somewhere, pick a day and a time or whatever works out for you. I can load this up in my truck and bring it over to Boonville or whatever works for you.
Yeah, okay. We can do that. I said, we're running low. That's why we're running on veggie right now. So we'll be more than happy to put it to good use. Let's see. Why don't you give me a call?
Okay. On the landline, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, can do. KC2NBU N5AOW clear.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB, signing off the EchoLink system. Wishing everyone a good evening.
Traffic and emergency net. One of the stations that would like to check in tonight was without seven. All stations are welcome. Stations coming up here.
This is KD2AIT Mobile. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
5AOW. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KC2NBU. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
This is N2WBX. Good evening.
This is N2MQP.
Okay, very good. Nice turnout there tonight. KD2AIT, hello Jeff. N5AOW, hello Bob. KC2NBU, hello Ray. N2WBX, good evening, Dennis. And N2MQP, good evening, Carol. Thank you all for taking in. Much appreciated. Anyone else? Way of the world, traffic. Okay, I just got wiped out by Rochester. Did anyone come in after N2MQP? If you did, please repeat. Okay, very good. I thank you all for checking in tonight. Much appreciated. 73 to all. Have a good evening and good day tomorrow. KA2ZZ.